From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, February 17th, and we're going to talk about the week of weather ahead. I've got weekend meteorologist Joseph Danes with me. Good morning.
Good morning to everyone, and you.
Yes, and it's going to be a nice week. Let's just start with that.
I'm actually looking forward to this podcast for the purpose of, you know, just bragging about our weather, I think, for this week.
I think we're going to see some nice weather all across the Pacific Northwest this week. Finally, we've got a big ridge of high pressure setting up. And when that happens, we tend to keep things pretty calm. And in the wintertime, we tend to see a lot of fog to trap. So that's the one thing that I'm kind of interested about as we move forward, if we're going to see more fog here in the valley.
Yes. If we have one saving grace, and it might be that wind that will pick up as we go through parts of the week. But it does seem like we'll have probably some fog, you know, a few of these mornings. I was thinking maybe Tuesday morning,
Tuesday.
Be specific.
Yeah, we'll see. So, I mean, temperatures tonight are going to drop. So the good news is we see a lot of sunshine, but not too much cloud cover. So overnight, do expect to see some cold morning temperatures at or near freezing here in the Portland metro area.
Yeah, but then by the afternoon, the forecast actually gets pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pushing the mid-50s.
Probably. Yeah, so mid-50s for a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay. We get the help of some strong east winds, not just at the surface, you know, channeling through the gorge, but also in the upper atmosphere, which tends to bring a little bit warmer air. So we'll be running above normal as we head into this week here in Portland. So kind of exciting to look forward to.
It is. Yeah. And this is actually, I think, the longest dry stretch that we have or good, like we've seen this year, because we had such a wet January.
That's
we
true.
Had a day here, day there, where it was maybe dry, or we had like a trace of rain.
Yeah.
But this is like pretty much today all the way through Friday. It appears
looks
that we'll probably stay dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so our next system does work in over the weekend, but I mean, it is still 5 to 6 days out. So we could see still some adjustments into when we get the rain. Right now, it does look like the weekend on Saturday, but I still think we could see some change. Maybe it comes early Sunday. Maybe it comes a little earlier on Saturday.
And give, you know, maybe gives us one day to really appreciate the weekend.
Exactly.
Like I said, an adjustment. I was like, I guess I'm like, there might be a big toss up in the forecast. And you're like, it's an adjustment.
An adjustment, right. So, I mean, in general, lots of sunshine, potentially some morning fog, and then cold starts to this morning, too. We did see some spots in Portland that were in the mid-30s, so just expect that to get a little colder as we head into this week, even through Wednesday and possibly Thursday, too.
So, like a sweatshirt or maybe a winter jacket to begin the day, but afternoon should be all right.
Yeah, should be really good. Real sunny here. So, I know some folks are training for marathons like myself or want to get some outdoor exercise, and I think this week will just be the most ideal week for outdoor activities. So take advantage of it. Go hit the dog park.
Yeah,
run.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of people out this week.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be real nice. So looking back from the start of this month, I believe we are still below normal in terms of rainfall. Just from this morning, I was checking and we're missing close to about 3/4 to an inch of rain.
Okay.
But the good news is, even though we haven't really seen too much rain here, the mountains did pick up a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And that's always good news moving forward too in the springtime. You know, our water supply looks pretty good from that snowpack. I think we're running at about 89 to the low 90s in that percentile of snowpack in the Cascades.
Yeah, in some locations even higher, so that's good. Right. It's almost like we are right around the lowest, I think, across the states.
Yeah, I think so. So I think in general, all that snow that we saw over the weekend, I think some resorts hit the double digits.
Yes, yeah, I saw I think 12 inches plus at Timberline as well.
Very good.
And even down to Ski Bowl, 24-hour period yesterday. It was like Saturday evening to Sunday evening was 11 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So lower elevation there.
And I believe our snow levels do stay close to the surface as we move forward, even up in the mountains. So it's going to be real cold up there. But some excellent skiing days ahead, too, with that high pressure. So that bluebird type of skiing is what I think we'll see this week. So if you do have plans to go up Tuesday and Wednesday and even Thursday, look fantastic. Same for Friday, too. Just, we won't see too much new snow.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if they'll be making some their themselves up at the mountains with their snow machines or kind of transporting snow around. But it should be some nice conditions for skiers this week. week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was happy that we had at least about a foot of snow this week. Yeah. So it could carry over through this week, because we'll probably get some next week. And if that system continues to stay on trend and move through. So about 5 days with no snow.
Yeah.
We had that good, you know, bulk through the weekend.
Yeah. I'm not really sure if I am a powder skier just yet or if I like the groomed runs with sunshine. So I think I kind of tend to head more into days with sunshine and okay snow rather than stormy but powder. So I'm excited. I don't have a day off this week, but if you do, definitely go up to the mountains.
Yeah, it's like a mood thing. Like, it depends on what type of mood. Sometimes I just let me go down the grooms.
Yeah. Well, you're a pretty good skier. You're saying you like Ski Bowl.
I do love Ski Bowl. I love that upper. Yeah, I love that upper part of Ski Bowl. It's a blast.
Yeah,
it's a blast. But all the ski resorts are wonderful. Mm-hmm.
They are, and Timberline is got some really nice views. Palmer, and then the resort itself is just gorgeous. So,
hey, have you noticed like some of the trees and flowers starting to like some of the cherry blossoms are starting to go?
Yes,
longer day. You know,
I have. I did just speak to a woman at the Portland nursery who was saying it isn't too early to start planting. So you can go listen to that podcast again on our podcast network. But she's saying some of those stronger leafy greens are okay to plant now. But she was also saying that she doesn't really understand how the climate has changed. Like, every year is different. Every year brings new challenges in terms of the temperatures and what we've been getting over those winters to how early the season starts. So there really haven't been too many trends. But with this wintertime starting a little bit warmer and pretty wet, it has been okay to it is okay to start planting some things a little bit earlier. So that was interesting.
Some adjustments every year.
Exactly. But real cool to hear that, because a lot of Portlandians have gardens and love their gardens. So that's a good podcast to listen to. So you should definitely go check it out.
Put a lot of work and a lot of money into those things.
Yeah, into those gardens. Well, anything else you can think of this week? It just kind of seems pretty calm and sunny.
It is. It's going to be nice. We will have that east wind running through, I think, Tuesday
and
through Wednesday.
Wednesday,
you mentioned. So that will pick on up. I have been asked a couple times, because we're starting to flirt with sunshine and some warmer temperatures. Like, when's the first 70-degree day usually in Portland? Can you have
Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Maybe.
What time frame?
Mid-late April. March.
Yeah, late March is usually when we tend to see like our first 70-degree day. So we still have
March.
Time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We
so
that time.
April would be good too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been some years where it's held off till April. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, I'm ready for spring too. So I was kind of hoping we'd see 70 degrees like next week, but it seems like it doesn't happen very often until probably around late March. So we have about another month.
Cool. So mid-late April, maybe some 70s on the way. But this week, look for the mid-50s. And some good sunshine throughout our afternoons.
Nice week.
Nice week ahead. All right, that is it for the podcast. We will catch you next week.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What is up, everybody?
Sports, weather.
We found no solid evidence.
Crime stories, and much, much more. Get in-depth on the go with Coin6 Podcasts. Listen free wherever you download podcasts and on coin.com.
Thanks for listening.